hello and welcome to our next Into the Cloud partner podcast from Umbrella. Thank you for joining us. I'm so excited that today I have got Dave Howden, our CEO here at Umbrella.
Cue rapturous applause.
Awesome, awesome. And we've got Alex Bissan, who actually is living the free range life all the way over in Bali.
Yes, I am indeed. Good morning, guys.
So I am going to kick straight off into this. Microsoft have launched a new partner program, which is replacing the old existing partner program. So we're changing from the MPN to the Microsoft Cloud Partner. And there's been quite a mixed reaction about this. Now, I do encourage you to, firstly, if you haven't already, jump into your Microsoft Partner Center and go to where they have got membership in the menu, and you can see there the advanced specializations and the solutions partner. You can then see what you currently already have achieved towards the six new solution partner areas, and you can dive into what you need to increase and what you don't.
I think as you guys can all appreciate, and I know Alex lives and breathes this, as do you, Nadia, you know, Microsoft love a new program, love changing a program. And, you know, as if the world hasn't been through enough with COVID and the new commerce experience, and now we are faced with the what I believe is a wholesome and positive change from MPN to the new Cloud Partner Program. But, yeah, you know, change is a constant. What is it? Death, taxes and change, or whatever the realities are in life. But here we are again. So looking forward to kind of figuring it out.
You know. And that's it, right? We're figuring this out together.
Yeah.
This is something. So I do encourage you to go on it and have a look. I know that you were asked a few questions about this, Dave, from reseller, because there's been a little bit of some backlash.
Controversial
about this in the partner area. I guess what would you see as the reasons for embracing this, or I mean, there is controversy, but I see positives out of this, although it can be painful.
You know, like, you know, when you're dating your partner and stuff, and then, you know, you feel like your partner's looking around at other people prospecting someone else. I feel like that's what the controversy is about. Genuinely, if you look at this, like, on a factual basis with the new program, it's all about commitment. And if you're genuinely building a cloud solution practice based on one of the three clouds that Microsoft have, and you've invested in training your staff and you're delivering new customers to Microsoft, then actually the new partner program really does, it rewards you for that. Mm. And I do think it's been a bit of a free for all over the past, 3 or 4 years. Microsoft were recruiting 6,000 partners a month at one point, which really, I think, dilutes the value of what the Microsoft Partner Network is about. And it's evident over the past, you know, 2 or so years with the new advanced specializations that have come on, that they have been trying to separate those that have just done enough to get a gold or a silver partnership to those that can genuinely provide transformational services and deliver on the promise of what Azure Dynamics and Microsoft 365 can deliver. The noise, I think, has come from partners that aren't all in. And those partners who are all in, who have chinned the bar, and are absolutely, absolutely fine. I guess the one bit of controversy that I always think is hard for us to swallow in New Zealand is that these bars are set for larger demographics than New Zealand. And for a New Zealand's managed service provider to get chin the bar, you've kind of got to work 3 or 4 times harder than you have for than if you're a US company, where, you know, it's just okay and normal to have like 300 engineers in your business. To find a managed service provider that's got, you know, 20 certified engineers is, you know, other than us and the other big boys, it does kind of create a little bit of a wealth divide, I think, you know, or like a knowledge divide between the organizations. But again, these tools that Microsoft bring to the table through both all three of their clouds, if you deploy these technologies wrong, they can just cost your business a truckload of money and, you know, create a significant amount of risk. And no one wants to be on the front page of the Herald. And this is kind of what I think this partner program is doing. It's saying, look, if you're invested and you can deliver against a framework and you can prove it, then, you know, that's the kind of partner that we That's the kind of partner that we want.
And that really is the messaging that Microsoft has been pushing, is that they want partners to specialize. They want partners to do what they do and do it really, really well. And I think this is signifying that they are wanting to go deeper with fewer, which is going to hurt. It's going to hurt those, you know, who maybe they've got there for their silver or their gold to get their licenses or get the benefits of being a member. Now, just to note on that, you do hold your benefits until your anniversary day. However, the program is kicking in on the 1st of October. So it's your choice whether you click over into the new program or whether you stay with the other, but you do hold your benefits. I find the skilling thing, and in New Zealand, the size, that this is going to be the area where it's going to be the most difficult, I guess. I know we're putting plans in place. We've got a couple of certifications that we will need to get to where we need to be. From a partner point of view, I think we would love to be able to sit down with you, talk to you around what you need to skill up or where you want to be. And I think for this isn't a case of wanting to have every single one of the six solution areas. It's where are you specialized in and where do you actually want to be recognized. And this is so that Microsoft can really represent customers who the partners are that are going deep and have that real knowledge around the skilled areas.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, Microsoft are in business like all of us, and the money talks in a positive way. But also, I do think that Microsoft have made some good learnings over the last 3 or 4 years with what the right thing to do is for the end customer. Mm. And I think it's quite easy for us to get hung up as partners on what's the right thing for us. But let's think about the customer for the minute, like genuinely the people who we're here to serve. I really don't want to be taking a product or a service to market that the team aren't capable of delivering. And this is a semi-automated protection mechanism for that. I'm also a big believer in that we need to be earning our money, and nothing's free. Nothing in life comes for free. And this, again, is just holding us accountable for that and raising the bar and keeping us at the cutting edge of, you know, cloud-first engineering. But the team at Umbrella, all we do is speak Microsoft language day in, day out. So, you know, I would encourage anyone who is concerned or wants a deeper dive into the solution partner areas and how you maintain competency and any other information around that, to check out the Umbrella Connect articles that we're posting on it, and also reach out to your account manager or Nadia herself. I'm sure she'll find you the right resource too. I mean, game on, bring it on.
Game on. And hey, when you look at it, it is actually no different than what they have been pushing. It is your PAL, it's your CSP, which obviously sell your CSP through us and you automatically get recognized. So, but also, you know, it really is looking at that partner admin, like it's making sure that you are getting recognized for the ACR that you're contributing to. And the other area that they're looking at is that net customer adds. So if they're recognizing that if you're growing the ACR in new logos for you, they're recognizing you both on the new customer ads and then also on that ACR. The third element is that certification or that skilling. So, I think that's quite an interesting one, because this is also to note, it's not net new logos to Microsoft. It is net new logos to you as a business. So they're recognizing that a large customer could have potentially a number of partners in there. And if you are attributing to the ACR in that account,
that's right.
Yeah. You're getting recognized for that. So so I think there's some real simplification, some real positives out of this. And I agree, Dave, game on. We are all in.
We're going all in for
the 1st of October.
There is some awesome learnings that we've taken from partners that have really lent into us over the course of the last year as well. And I know that there has been a little bit of head scratching from the partner network about how do I actually pitch transacting Microsoft Azure consumption or Office 365 licenses alongside what our partners do natively. If there is any advice or strategy or framework for attaching Azure consumption or Office 365 or Dynamics licenses to the services that you deliver as partners, then do reach out. We've done a whole heap of work on go-to-market support, how to position, how to monetize the Microsoft services alongside that without necessarily being disruptive. So yeah, just reach out to us, guys. We are here to be used and leveraged for your benefit, or to make sure that you're securing all of those rebates and incentives from Microsoft. And ultimately though, to support what our customers are trying to achieve, which is, you know, using some real kick-ass tech.
So just to follow on from that, there is some free Microsoft Azure Data Fundamentals free training sessions coming up. So talking about the value, is that certification for your company, and this goes towards your partner competencies. So there is going to be a lot of training vouchers or free training. The Azure Data Fundamentals is on April the 21st and 22nd of April, so do encourage you to jump on. They are on Connect. They also go out through the Connect newsletter, and so please reach out if you're not sure about that, but I know there's been quite a bit. There will be, interesting, Dave, the free Azure Fundamentals training is one of our highest searched or highest looked at articles or items on Connect.
Is that because it's free?
So moving on from that, because we've got the lovely Alex on here as well, and you would have received some comms from us earlier last month around the billing cycle date change. And I believe our billing cycle date change has gone from the 4th to the 10th. Alex, would you be able to give us a little bit of light around the change of the billing and the exciting new billing preview feature?
Of course. Yeah, so you're right, Nadia. So the billing date is going to be moving from the 4th to 10th. And the main reason pretty much why we decided to make this change, because we want to have a little bit more alignment between the Microsoft billing dates, which you guys know on 8th. Of each month, and obviously it's working a little bit difficult for those partners who are transacting a lot of Azure to be built on 4th, because it's creating a lot of issues with the late billing and some usage they have to recover in the next billing cycle. So that's pretty much the main reason why we decided to change the billing from 4th to 10th. So speaking about this, changes we are making is actually the main reason for us is actually to simplify the billing for our partners and customers who are consuming quite a lot of products and licenses and usage, and to actually make their life simpler, because they don't have to deal with all this late usage coming at the latest stage. So it will provide them a little bit better understanding about the consumption. It will make it more aligned with the Azure cost management. It also, as I said, create a little bit less problems with the billing of Azure subscriptions. So all this change is going to be for good. However, we do understand quite a lot of our partners actually struggle a little with this change, because they usually charge their customers on the 1st of each month or on the 4th after we send them invoices. So in addition to this change, we also decided to do a new billing preview feature, which will help our partners actually to get and to be more aligned with us, with our billing, as well as with Microsoft billing. So we'll be adding to the MySSP some additional feature, which we call the new billing preview feature. And that feature is actually going to provide them the pretty accurate estimate about how much we're going to be charging customers. It's going to be 100% accurate estimate for license-based products, for Office 365, Microsoft 365, and other licenses. And it's going to be really accurate estimation of the charges from us related to consume base products like Microsoft Azure and Azure Stack. We actually are working close with Microsoft to make sure we're getting this data correct, and we are going to be using this data from Microsoft Cost Management. And that will help us actually to provide you really great alignment with the Azure consumption and with the Azure cost management. So it's all going to be pretty much on the same page.
So my understanding there, Alex, that the billing date is moved to the 10th, but if I need to see, if I still want to invoice on the 1st or the 2nd or the 3rd, I can see that in the billing preview and still actually have the accuracy of what I was getting at the previous 4th billing cycle date, or I can wait and get exact on the 10th.
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be a little bit even more accurate because we're going to be using the Azure cost management to estimate the charges for Microsoft Azure product. So technically for us, the problem at this point is actually we get the data about the usage from Microsoft a little bit later than we actually issue invoices on 4th. And push of the billing date will give us an ability to actually get invoice from Microsoft, get their consolidated file, and actually represent that consolidated file in our partners' invoicing. And the opposite side, because we are going to be providing that new feature, it will help our partners actually to get in a better automated way, I would say, the information from a lot of customers' Azure cost management solution, actually to provide them this information about how much Microsoft going to be charging those subscriptions for partner customers, if it does make sense.
If we look at the real world like dynamics of this, this is a universal problem across every distributor across the world, you know, and the fact that Microsoft's the data that's provided to all of the cloud solution providers isn't accurate until the 8th. So if for those partners who alarm bells are ringing, who are thinking, well, you know, like I need this to be earlier, that any cloud solution provider will have this challenge and will be looking to bill you on the 10th. The whole motion around this is to simplify it for the partners, align for accuracy, and also create standardization across the industry around the 10th. We're really excited to bring the new billing preview to give you a future look, which is cool. But yeah, I mean, Alex, if partners want to take a look and understand a little bit more about this, what's their best avenue? Is this now live? And where do they go for information? Just give us a view about where we go from here.
Yeah, so we will be pushing this feature to my CSP to preview for some customers from the third week of April. And it's going to be publicly available for everyone actually from the 1st of May. And from there, they actually can try that feature on and obviously contact our friendly support team through the chat or through email or through the phone call, and we'll be happy actually to walk you through that functionality and how you can use it to improve your billing.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for again using your insights and knowledge to create a simpler life for our partners, and making sure we've got a good line of sight with Microsoft. What else are we to expect from my CSP over the coming months in terms of releases? We know there's been a lot of talk about the new commerce experience and extra features coming into my CSPs. And anything on the roadmap that you're excited about to talk to the partners about?
Yeah, actually, I'm really pleased actually to say it's not about even on the roadmap. It's already in production on my CSP. We have a full support of the new commerce experience and that all pretty much operations the new commerce experience support is currently live on my CSP. As well, we actually, when we were working on the new commerce experience support, we decided actually to provide and even to go a little bit more to provide more information about some pricing, about the new commerce experience, cancellation policies, and about the cancellations policies in general. And actually, we recently modified the My CSP purchase journey and made a lot of changes. So all these changes are being live on the My CSP if you wanted to have a look on them. But the reason why we actually decided to make all these changes because it provides our partners and customers much more visibility on the products, on their SKUs, on the pricing, on the margin profiles, on the lot of actually information is available there. And now you actually can use My CSP to understand how each and every subscription, regardless of the product type, is tracking, when you can cancel it, when you can upgrade it, when you can downgrade it, and what is going to happen next. As well as we made quite a lot of changes related to the purchase journey to help those partners and customers actually who use white labeled version of My CSP to get a little bit more information about the pricing they're going to use to and how much they will be charging customers. And that's a lot of changes we make to show much better a profitability of each partner in every product category. And yeah, obviously, if you feel like you want to use the white labeled version of My CSP, feel free to do so. The purchase journey will give you a lot of insights about how well your business is tracking.
Awesome. And look, always improving, always pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Genuinely, you know, we're looking to build the best commerce engine for CSP possible. And yeah, you guys are really crushing it. So awesome. Thanks for that.
Yeah. So far, I would probably say we might not build the best, but we definitely build the simplest, and that one which can provide a lot of information, and definitely the easiest platform on the market at this point to use, because the best is not always about the bells and whistles available there, but definitely about the how quick you can do operation you do from day to day.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, awesome update, Alex. So stay safe over there in Bali, my man. We're going to actually wrap it up around making sure that you have joined up to Umbrella Connect to receive our newsletter.
So Click, like, subscribe.
So our Umbrella Connect newsletter, if you do not follow this already or you do not subscribe to this already, this goes out weekly. This has all of the information around thought leadership, what's happening in the tech industry. We've got the events that are coming up. It really is a worthwhile email to be subscribed to.
Did you know that our newsletter goes out to nearly 50,000 people a week?
Is it 50,000?
50,000 people a week, and like 7,000 people read our content every week. Like, awesome. And if you guys are partners and your content to publish and get out to our highly influential audience who are buying the tech through MyCSP and engaging with our partner services, like, those numbers are considerable. So, you know, we're always looking out for great thought leadership stories, podcast guests, whatever needs to be the case. But yeah, you know, like, that's pretty big numbers for a little old umbrella, right?
It is pretty big numbers. And I think the other thing, Dave, on that is that they're consistent. And so that is consistent eyeballs that are continually opening that up every week. So definitely, if you want to have some thought leadership pieces and grow your share of voice in market, reach out to us. We would love to absolutely have you part of that. Yeah. That is a benefit of being a partner in our ecosystem.
Who knows? You too could be on one of these podcasts.
You too could be on a podcast, and we'd love to have you there. So do keep an eye out also for the Easter newsletter. We have a podcast special for the long, long weekend, and there are some giveaways in there as well. You know that here at Umbrella, we love looking after our community, and we also have been quite deeply invested in the mental fitness and mental health with Jimmy Hunt. So there could be some wee giveaway and tidbits in there as well from
Exciting.
Him. So that is awesome. And talking about partners being involved, I am going to do a little bit of a shout out to next month. We have got Paul from Info by Design, and he is talking. It's actually for Privacy Week. Cool. So that should be really awesome to have him in here. Paul has got great experience actually getting ACC through the mess that they found themselves in a couple of years ago. So it should be a really, really exciting conversation.
Security is not an afterthought.
Security is not an afterthought. I like that. So I'm going to wrap it up.
Cool. Pleasure. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, guys.